91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema. Loyalist is mourning the loss of one of its own. Chef Drew Ferguson was the coordinator of the culinary program at the college. He began teaching in 2004. He introduced the Loyalist Marketplace at the college and coordinated the Ontario Youth Apprenticeship Program. And scrap metal thefts continue to be a problem. Monday night, culprits stole around $39,000 worth of scrap copper wire from Camtran on Purdy Road in Colborne. They used a blowtorch to get access to the copper. Northumberland OPP Constable Phil Clark says it's not easy to find stolen scrap metal.
It is a little bit difficult to track down and identify certain copper as being stolen, depending on where it is in the process, whether it's already been melted down or not.
Clark said anyone found buying or selling stolen scrap metal can be charged with possession of stolen property. The OPP believes the culprits used two white work vans and a cube van to get away. Anyone with information is asked to contact Northumberland OPP or Crime Stoppers. Yesterday, just after 2 p.m., police were called to a local high school for a reported threats complaint. A male student from the school stated he had been threatened by another student. After an investigation, police seized two airsoft pistols. A 16-year-old male was arrested and charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and uttering threats. The young male was released and has a court date set for next month. Firefighters at CFB Trenton are getting a new state-of-the-art fire hall to go with their newly purchased fleet of trucks. The official sod-turning ceremony was held this week at the location where the hall will be built. The contract for the construction of the $12.1 million facility was awarded to MJ Dixon Construction of Mississauga. Construction of the 3,200-square-meter building housing trucks and firefighter sleeping areas is to be completed by next summer. The old fire hall will be used by military police once the new hall is complete. Quinte Conservation has been getting complaints lately of garbage being left in and around the water. The spot is popular for fishing, but General Manager Terry Murphy says people are being downright disrespectful and there are consequences for littering.
Well, if they're not caught, it can kill wildlife and make the area look terrible. If they are caught, they can be charged for trespassing.
Murphy said the area is mostly used for picnicking, but they had to remove their garbage bins because people were misusing them.
People were bringing their garbage from home and leaving it piled up beside the garbage cans. So we have signs up asking people to take their garbage with them.
Murphy says if the littering continues, the area may have to be closed to the public for fishing. About 450 people remain out of their homes due to a pair of forest fires in northern Ontario. The evacuations are due to fires dubbed Kirkland Lake 8 and Timmins 9, which together cover about 24,000 hectares. Fire rangers are working to protect structures near both fires, and water bombers are involved in fighting them. As of late yesterday, there were 45 active fires in the province, 17 of which were out of control, according to the Canadian Press. And more student protests last night in Montreal. Canadian Press reporter Nelson Wyatt says that while the day began peacefully enough, things turned violent once the sun set.
The demonstration at night was much less peaceful than the earlier afternoon demonstration, which drew tens of thousands of people. Thousands again spilled into the streets of Montreal with a lot more aggression in them. There were pockets of skirmishes between police and protesters. Bottles and rocks were thrown. Pepper spray was used. Police charged a number of people.
Police say at least 100 people were arrested and two officers were injured. Four other people were taken to hospital, but the extent of their injuries was not immediately known. A strike at Canadian Pacific is now underway and CP has suspended its freight service across the country.
Teamsters Canada, which represents about 5,000 CP workers, says the two sides could not strike a deal despite talks continuing until the deadline. Both sides say the negotiations will continue on Wednesday, negotiations that were pushed along on Tuesday by Labor Minister Lisa Raitt. The walkout is likely to stop shipments of grain, fertilizer, coal, and other goods CP moves on nearly 24,000 kilometers of track in North America. Both sides have said passenger trains in Montreal, Vancouver, and Toronto that use CP tracks will keep running during the strike. Alan Black, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
And officials say two foreign doctors and three of their Afghan colleagues have been kidnapped in a remote area northeast of Afghanistan. Mohammed Lila has more.
It happened yesterday in North Afghanistan. Three Afghan aid workers and two foreign female doctors were riding on horseback between villages in Badakhshan province when they were ambushed by gunmen. The aid workers all worked for an NGO that specializes in providing humanitarian relief to areas that are difficult to access. That area isn't known for heavy Taliban activity, but it is the same region where 10 foreigners, including 6 Americans, were killed in a Taliban ambush 2 years ago. Mohammed Lila, ABC News, Kabul.
That's 91X News to 1206 Sports and Weather are next.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
Cycling can improve your balance and body coordination. Balance means proper weight and stamina, while coordination means synchronization of your body and mind. Seeking physical and mental wellness? It's time to go cycling.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, newly relocated at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quinte's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, Trek, Raleigh, and BMX brands, plus a full line of accessories and complete services. Call 779-6979 or visit idealbike.com.
Now, next, sports. High school track and field action continues this week. Students meet up on Thursday for the CASA competition at Mary Ann Sills Park. Last year, St. Teresa girls took the championship home and East Northumberland was in the top spot for the boys. The meet kicks off at 9:30. A local Olympian and cancer survivor is gearing up for the Olympics once again. 36-year-old Brian Price will be the coxswain for Canada's men's eight rowing team this year at the Summer Olympics in London. At the 2008 Beijing Games, Price and his team came away with a gold medal.
First thing I did was I jumped into the arms of the guy right in front of me, which is what I remembered from 1992 in Barcelona when that coxswain did the same thing. So 16 years later, I knew exactly what I was going to do when we won and crossed the line.
Price and his team practice 3 times a day, 6 times a week. He says it's a full-time job everyone has to be fully committed to. In the NHL, the LA Kings are going to the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1993. Dustin Penner scored in overtime to give the Kings a 4-3 win over Phoenix and the Western Conference final in 5 games. The Kings dominated most of the extra session, outshooting the Coyotes 12-6 and killing off the lone penalty of overtime. Penner says he hopes his game-winning goal is not his last in the playoffs.
It's the biggest goal of my career thus far. Hopefully there's a couple more waiting in the finals, but you know, it was right place at the right time.
Penner's goal extended the Kings' playoff road winning streak to a league record 8 in a row. Los Angeles will play the first 2 games of the Stanley Cup final on the road in either New York or New Jersey. The Miami Heat are 1 victory away from the NBA's Eastern Conference final following a near-perfect performance against the shorthanded Indiana Pacers. LeBron James poured in 30 points and Dwayne Wade added 28 of his own. The Heat blasted the Pacers 115-83. James says the Heat are playing their best.
We're in a flow. We're in a good flow right now. Guys know what it takes out on the floor to help us win. You know, and guys are always in position. Both offensively and defensively. So, you know, we want to try, you know, continue to try to play at this level.
With the win, Miami takes a 3-2 series lead. The game turned after Danny Granger left with a sprained ankle in the third quarter. The Pacers trailed by 11 points at the time and were outscored by minimum 21 points the rest of the way. The Golden State Warriors are seeking a move to the other side of the Bay Bridge. The Warriors say they'll try to move back to San Francisco in a new arena after playing in Oakland since 1971. The earliest the team could leave Oakland would be 2017, when they can escape their lease at Oracle Arena. Don't forget to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Looking at the forecast for today, mainly cloudy, clearing up this afternoon, a high of 23 degrees. For tonight, clear and a low of 14. For tomorrow, sunny, cloudy late in the morning and a high of 27 for the afternoon. And for Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 26. At 12:10, it's 19 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Go to 91X.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rinkaba.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.